Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the Week of Hope. The reading for today, Saturday, December 4th, comes from Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Today's devotion comes from Kyle Koval. What do you think of when you hear the word night? Cold, darkness, fear, lost. What about when you hear the word light? Warm, bright, clear, hope. When God created the world, the first thing He did, even before creating the sun, was create light. Man cannot live without it. Nothing can survive without it. We are all totally dependent upon the light God gives us. However, man chose and still chooses to reject God's light and forge his own path in darkness. That path leads to death, destruction, fear, and hopelessness. God in His love has continued to shine His light upon humanity, seeking to draw them back. A few men have had glimpses of God's light, like Moses, whose face shone brightly after spending time with God, or like Paul, who is blinded by the light of his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Jesus, the light of the world, continues to shine, illuminating the minds and hearts of any who would believe in Him. Some have received the light and have been set free from darkness, but many still remain in that darkness. There's even a large majority who were born into that darkness, never having known the light exists. Yet God promises that at the end of days, there will be a new heaven and a new earth filled with those who follow Jesus in faith and obedience. The curse of sin will be no more. Night will no longer exist. The sun will be out of work because God will shine on them forever. Pure, glorious, life-giving light, not just for a select few, like in the past, but all will see His face. This Christmas, reflect on the Father's heart to fill your life and this world with His glorious light. He went so far as to send His Son into the world so that many from every people group would be able to see Him face to face and enjoy His light. How far are you willing to go this Christmas to help others know Jesus and experience His life-giving light? If you have experienced the warmth, hope, and power of His light, look around you for those living in darkness and go share with them His light so that they too could experience the joy of God's light this Christmas. Thank you, God, for shining your light upon us. This Christmas season, would you show us who we can share this light with and give us those opportunities to do so? Lord, we love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.